What did Jesus say? Whom the Son set free is what? Free indeed. You shall, what did he say? This is what John 8:32 said, ye shall know the truth. Pay attention to my teaching. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And everything he's trying to accuse you of, trying to put on you, trying to make you be that, this natural world, this world of darkness, trying to tell you you are a failure. You can't make it. He comes to tell you that the word not working. So you have to lean on the arm of flesh. He's lying to you. Hallelujah. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I've been redeemed. I'm not going to. I've been. Say, I've been redeemed. Tell yourself that again. Say, self, I've been redeemed. Everything the enemy accused me of, he lying. I've been redeemed. I am the heal. I am the well. I am the rich. I am the strong. I'm a child of God. I'm a son and a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God is my Father, and Jesus is my Lord. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. And I tell you what else. Say that. He can't stop me from believing it either. His doubt won't work. The faith, my faith is too stout for his doubt to rise up and make me doubt God. Ooh, isn't that a good confession? My faith is too stout for his doubt to rise up and make me doubt God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Woo. Revelation of the kingdom. Revelation. Hallelujah. Now, here's where I want to get started to encourage you, and I want you to become a participator, or is that the right word? Yeah. To get involved in praying for others, because there's people around you that you know don't have this revelation. And I come to reiterate, reinforce, say it again, say it in a different way, to shine more lights for you to see. I come to say by the Spirit of God, so your heart can soar it with light. I want y'all to listen. I'm about to read it. Because I believe the Lord put this in here because for the benefit, I know he did, for the benefit of everybody. And you who have it need to pray, because sometimes you see people walking astray, going a different way, right? They kind of half-hearted. They get themselves in a position to give them an excuse not to be faithful. Hello? Hello? And most people, they say, now this is what they say, It takes about 30 days or something like that to form a habit. But most people miss church one time, then form the habit. But we're going to break that. Hello? I said, we're going to break that. That's what we're going to talk about, some depths of things, okay? I'm going to read in a minute. This is for you. This is for me. This is for all of us. And we want to help everybody. Listen, y'all. I know you know it, but I got to make the announcement. Jesus is coming soon. We want to get everybody we can saved. We don't have no time to waste. We don't have no time to fool around with foolishness. Jesus is coming, y'all. I know you said, they said that way back there in the book of Acts. I know it, but it's closer today than it was then. I promise you. Paul, I had the time to read the whole book of Ephesians, but I don't. And I won't, but I'm going to pick out the part that, remember you talking about those prayer landers this morning? Well, I'm going to get into them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord spoke to me and told me. And this is what we're doing, laying a foundation, because we're going to talk about the revelation of the kingdom.